Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Lizzie here, and I have decided to jump on and do a night podcast. I will be jumping on at least twice a day, once in the morning and once at night. I'm gonna give you a heads up. I apologize if I sneeze during it. My allergies are just acting up, so hang in there with me. So tonight, you guys, I am picking a topic that is kind of hitting me between dating and friendships. So my topic tonight that I picked was relationships. It's a big thing around this time of the year, especially. But you know what? It's not just about dating. Relationships aren't just dating. It's also friendships. Honestly, when somebody says, "Hey, what type of relationship do you have with that person?" It's either, "Hey, I'm dating them," or, "Hey, we're just friends." Or, "We're really good friends that I can consider them my brother or my sister." And I can be honest with you, I have a lot of those. But growing up and being 20 years old, I can finally open up my eyes more and see who my real friends are and who my fake friends are. And it's honestly a little sad. But it's a little true. I'm gonna be totally honest with you guys. I recently, 3 weeks ago, had to put a relationship to an end. And you gotta look at guys and girls. What am I looking for? What type of relationship am I wanting? You don't want, even with your friends, not just your boyfriend or your girlfriend, even like your friends, your guy friends, your girlfriends. Are they like violent? Are they something that you're not exactly looking for? Because there's a lot of that. And you don't really want somebody who is going to harass you, somebody who is going to do something that you don't like. When you meet somebody, you're going to want to ask them, what are your boundaries? What are you looking for into somebody? I have always learned, don't go fast. Don't push those limits. Even with your friends. And don't be too quick to trust. Because you may not know if you will still be that friend with the other person. Because maybe one day that person's just going to turn their back. And you just told your whole life story to them. I can totally be honest with you guys. I have three best friends. And I have a lot of good close friends. And those three best friends are the probably only people I talk to. They are the ones that I vent to. They are the ones that I tell a lot to, and they don't tell anybody else. Those are the type of friends that you want to have a good relationship with. And maybe one day, guy or girl may become more than that. And that's not a bad thing at all. I've seen it happen a lot. Now, friendships, I can tell you, I have, like I said, I have three best friends. One of them is from high school. And I feel like I've known her forever. That's a friend that you want. That's a friend that you want to say, she's my sister. She is, we're like peas and pot. That's what you want to say about a relationship like that. Now I'm going to hop over to boyfriend-girlfriend relationships. When you first meet a person, get to know them. Don't just jump on the, hey, we're dating, right away, right as you meet them. Be friends. Be friends for a very long time. Until you know for sure that you are ready to make a commitment and be boyfriend and girlfriend. Who knows, it may be for long. It may just be short. It may just end. We were friends, and then we were boyfriend-girlfriend, and now we're just friends now. That's okay. That can happen. But be careful with that. But sometimes, if you still have that good friend connection, they're going to stick by you. But you have to let that next relationship know, hey, I'm really good friends with my ex, and I hope you're okay with that. And don't ever let your relationship, your boyfriend or your girlfriend, pick who and who should not be your friends. Because then, sooner than later, you will not have a friend, a best friend, who is going to pick you up when you fall, when that person breaks your heart. So, as I'm ending tonight, you guys, I hope you really enjoy and kind of take this in a little bit. I hope what I said makes some sense. If you have any ideas of what my next podcast for the morning should be, just hit me up and let me know. Alrighty, I hope you guys have a wonderful night. Bye.